Thanks for joining us for the Executive Series. Today I'm talking to Michael O'Keefe, who is the Chairman and CEO of Champion Iron Mines. Michael, it's good to talk to you.
Thank you, Tom.
Now let's take an overview of the organisation. Really, your main focus at the moment is a recently acquired asset that you got at a very attractive price, and you're in the process of commercialising that.
That's true, Tom. It's a distressed asset, but one of the really endearing features was it was the high-grade quality iron ore. And if you're looking at the market today, there's a big distinction between low-grade and high-grade iron ore, and you can see that in the pricing. And today, if we look at spot price of 62, which is the benchmark number, it's around about $69, $70 a tonne, and for the higher-grade 66, which is produced in the Labrador Trough in the asset we've acquired, is close to the $90. And then you have a massive discount down to $50 or less for the 58 type material. So there's been a big spread, and that's happened because of environmental requirements in China, but also the economics of a blast furnace is such that there's a big chase on for the higher grade material, which is becoming less and less abundant.
Indeed, and the important aspect of this asset is where it's located. It's located in Quebec, and you've got the Quebec government as an investment partner, so that must be very encouraging for you.
It is. I have to pinch myself and see a Canadian flag flying there, because Quebec is quite unique, but they've been unique also in the sense of their support. They're one of the few provinces that don't have a deficit. They have a very strong balance sheet, but they're proactive in this area. And infrastructure, this power, hydropower, rail, and also a lot of port infrastructure being put in place for this. So yes, we're lucky.
And it's essentially shovel ready.
It's all done. It's had two owners. We're the third owner. The first one was designed to sell, I would say. The second entity that came along spent a lot of money. There's been over $7 billion Canadian dollars spent on this, so you can imagine the doors were shut, and when we picked it up, it had a full fleet of trucks, it had mine, it had all of the processing and everything that you would want if you're starting a mine that cost you $5 to $7 billion. So it's probably like a third time golf owner will be the ones that hopefully make the money from it.
Okay, all right. So where are you in that process of getting your first shipment off to China and getting some advantage from the premium that's paid for high-grade iron ore?
Yeah, well, you probably see me smiling because we've had three hard years of pulling this together. And I now say I can actually sit back and promote a little bit, because we've put in place everything that's required to all of the permits, all of the agreements on rail, shipping. We have the offtake completed with Sojitz for Japan and Glencore for the rest of the world. So the tons are all sold. We've mobilised all of the people at site. We have close to 200 people there at the moment. We're having our first blast in October, with the first train rolling out in February next year at a rated capacity of 7.5 million tonnes. So that's very exciting for us.
Indeed. So what's in store for the longer term as far as this resource is concerned?
Look, there's been a lot of There's a lot of doubters in this whole process, because they think, how can you do this that someone else couldn't? One thing is, we didn't spend $7 billion, so that's a flying start, so you're not servicing a massive debt facility. But we've been able to restructure all of the offtake agreements, all of the transport agreements. We had to be in line with the big guys. When I say the big guys, we needed to have a cost structure that was similar to a Rio, BHP or Vale, because they make the market. And we really measured ourselves against that and said, we need to be in that lower quartile. Can we do it? Is it an asset or is it a liability? That was the first question we asked ourselves. And I can tell you, we're very confident that we can bring the cost structure in line with what the big boys do. Also, we had to know what we saw the iron ore price going to be doing in the future. And really, that's determined by those three as well. And it's because you have to look at their C3 costs.
Yep.
And it's not C1 costs, because that's what you're producing at the mine. You need your shipping, you need your royalties, taxes and everything on that. And let's not kid ourselves, because investors want cash flow from this. So we needed to be in a position where at the same quartile of the cost curve as these guys were, and we can do that. But what's special here about this material is its quality, and that's what the world's chasing for today. You can read any paper, you look at BHP, all of their new capex is going on discovering higher grade resources. They're not chasing more capacity, they're chasing better quality material. So that's what is required in the market for quality reasons and environmental reasons. And everyone's waking up to say to new regulations. In Europe, the Kyoto Protocol disappears in 2020, so people have to pay for their emissions, as they should. So with this quality of material, 66 with very low diluents, effectively zero FOS alumina, it makes it a specialty product. So we could have sold it three or four times over, but again, it was just us getting it into the right cost structure. And without the support of the Quebec government, I can tell you we would never have been able to do it because no one believed in it at the time.
Michael, we look forward to following the journey with you. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Tom. Cheers.
And thanks for joining us for the Executive Series.